Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Starting recording. So, we're going to study another case where you get the majroor form. Another case where you get the what? Another case where you get the what? Majroor form. And what is that another case that you get the majroor form? When you add two nouns together. When you add what? Two nouns together. The second one is majroor. Adding two nouns. When you add two nouns, the second one is majroor. Okay, so noun plus noun.
Plus noun.
So you add them. Noun plus noun. This one, the second one is majroor. You got it? The second noun is the majroor noun. Here we go. Majroor. All right. Now, let's take an example. When you say the creation of Allah, the creation of Allah. The creation is a noun. This is a noun. This is plus another noun. Right? So when do you need to add two nouns is to give a is to make a third noun. When you add two nouns, you make like a third noun, like a big noun. The second one is always majroor. Like what? The creation of Allah. The creation of Allah. How do you say this in English?
The creation of Allah.
I'm sorry, in Arabic.
Al-Khaliq.
The creation is Al-Khalq.
Al-Khalqullah.
Yes. So.
I got the first part right.
That's right. Khalq plus Allah. So you say equals Khalqullah. So this is the creation of Allah. Now, what is the second noun? It's always what? Majroor. Now, majroor here, the sign of majroor is what? It's kasra. Because it's what?
It's
single.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Single. So, this is kasra. Yes. So you say majroor bil kasra. You say majroor bil kasra. You say majroor. You say majroor bil kasra. Okay? All right. Now let's say the members of Santa Clara. The members of the masjid. Let's say the members of the masjid.
What does member mean?
The members of the masjid.
What's
member means, members are mean a'da.
A'da?
A'da, yes.
A'da
al-masjid? A'da al-masjid, mashallah. Members of the masjid. Sick. So you say?
Wait, so does that mean you're going to test us on the Quran stuff?
Yes.
Because I memorized it for once. Well, I managed to find it.
Yes. We will, inshallah.
A'da
al-masjid. Now, al-masjid is what? What is going to be what? Marfu', majrur, mansub is going to be what? Majrur?
Majrur bil kasr.
That's right.
Wait, because it's double, right?
Because it's singular.
But members is a plural word.
Yes, but I'm not doing the members. I'm doing the masjid.
Oh, okay. I got it.
So far we learn about two majrur. Majrur after preposition and majrur when you add two nouns. So, another example.
Masjid.
We said.
Wait, what?
Majrur.
What does that red stuff say? Majrur
bil kasra. Bil kasra, yes. Majrur bil kasra.
Wait. So majrur is kasra and ya, right? And then.
Yes.
Okay.
So now another example. If we bring a female single, a female singular. So give me an example of a female singular, single female, that becomes added.
Al-Masjidini, Al-Masjidana.
Something female, like in Masjid is male. Oh. So,
Farasha?
Something, yes, Farasha. So you want to say Farashat what?
Farashati.
Farashati is not two nouns.
Oh, Farasha, what's my?
Farasha is butterfly.
No, what's fly? Like how do you, the verb for fly?
Fly, yatir. But you can't say, no, you can't say farashat al-yatir because old farash flying, it doesn't make sense. So you want to say,
farasha al-yatir?
How about this? How about the mother of the orphan girl?
Okay.
The mother of the orphan girl.
Ummi.
The mother.
Ummi.
The mother of the orphan. Girl. The mother of the orphan girl. So it's going to be al-yatima.
Oh.
Al-yatima. So this is going to be
Wait, won't it be al-yatima? Right?
Al-yatimatu. Al-yatimati. Masha'Allah, you're so smart. Why dhamma? It's wrong. Al-yatimati, not al-yatimatu. Al-yati matu. So al-yati mati, this is majrur bil kasra. Let me do some tashkil here. Khalqu. خلق الله خلق الله خلق just some تشكيل to make it easy on you.
But what about you
and then I'm going to do it on the top here. أعضاء المس
جي دي. You just have to like guess the word that there is.
No, like we're learning right now. A dhamma is marfu' form.
Okay.
So we're learning about majrur, and then we will learn also later about marfu'.
Oh, okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
So the mother of the orphan girl, al-yatima. So this is al-yatimati. Al-yatimati. Okay. So that is...
I'm out of
that. What is it again?
I'm out of that. I can't write.
Oh, you want? pen?
I don't, it doesn't matter. Yeah, pen.
Yeah, that's what I have. So now, let's do a plural. So this one is single male.
Wait, you said plural.
This one is single male.
Okay.
This one is also single male. And this one is single male.
It doesn't work.
It's single female.
Just a second.
It doesn't work. You can't write.
Okay. You can go to the office and sharpen this one.
Where's the sharpening thing?
In the office. Try the office. If you can't, then just go ahead and get a new pen or pencil from the office. So, Farhan, you're getting it, you're learning it.
Yes.
You understand the majrur form when you add two noun, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And if it is a single male or female, the majrur form is what? Is custom, right?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Let's take a picture of this. Can you think of an example in English about can you think of another example? Say it in English.
The father of the boy.
The father of? Just single.
Of the boy.
The father of the boy, yeah. MashaAllah, that's a good example. So, how do you say it in Arabic? So you say Abu?
Oh, Abu.
Wait, what did I miss?
Abu.
The father of the boy.
Oh, okay.
The father of the boy is Abu. 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 The boy is?
Oh, the Abu.
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 The boy?
Abu ol.
Walad bint? Al walad. Yes. Abu al walad. Abu al-Waladi. This is also single male. Okay, single.
Single male, majrur kasra, right?
That's right. That's right. How about Abu al-Binti?
Father of the boy.
Yes.
That's majrur kasra, single female.
That's right. The father of the girl. It is Abu. Al-Binti. MashaAllah.
Oh, I need to say.
Abu al-Binti. Single female. Yarhamukumullah. MashaAllah. Majroor.
Al-Kasra.
Al-Kasra. So you can see that
it's very simple.
You can see this rule
that single is kasra and double
single
is
male or female is kasra
and double is male.
Okay. All right. So now let's move to double. From single, we move to double. Same rule applies. But in the double, majrur is what?
Is
ya. Yeah. That's right. So, in the double, male or female is majrur bil ya. Is majrur bil ya. Right?
Yep.
So, alright, so now let's do an example. So you say, Abu, the father of the two boys.
Abu bin Ithnain
Walad. Abu al Waladaini.
Oh.
Of the two boys.
But so, where
are
the two?
Waladaini.
Oh.
Abu.
So then what's the rule for three or more?
It's the next one. Abu al-waladayni. Abu al-waladayni. Abu.
Does it mean yeah? And wa
la da ni.
Double male and majrur,
yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Double male, majrur bil ya. So if I say Abu al-Waladani, would that be correct?
No, because ya is a symbol of double.
Right, exactly.
So
that's... That's wrong, and that's right. You got it?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm still copying.
Okay. Masha'Allah, you're so smart. I'm proud of you. Now, let's do the father of the two girls.
Abu al-Waladayn.
So, now walad is boy, bint is girl.
Abu al-bintaini?
Abu al-bintaini, that's right. Of the two girls. Remember, to double always becomes noun plus?
Noun.
Plus ani or aini. Right? So, double equals single plus either any or aini. This is marfu' bil alif. Marfu' bil alif. Bil alif. And this is majrur bil ya. Okay? So it is single plus. So if I say walad, waladaini, bint, bintaini, kursi, kursiyaini, because it's double ya, yai, kursiyaini, up, Abawaini, Omaini. Right? Got it?
Yeah.
So it is a rule, really a rule that is always there.
Wait, what does that symbol
is? Alif, yes.
So that's bilya?
Majroor bilya, yes. Yes. So, think with me. What would be, how would you say in Arabic, the father of the two girls?
Abu
al-Bintaini. Abu al-Bintaini. Masha'Allah, masha'Allah. Abu al-Bintaini. So we have bent. Here we have bent.
Tiny.
To make a double, we miss bent.
Tiny.
Tiny. Here we have wallet. Then to make a double, then waladaini. Right? This rule in the double is always the same. Pretty much across the board. No exceptions. Aini, ani. Aini, ani. Ani, marfu', aini, majrur. And mansub. So, abul bintaini, bint bintaini. Okay. If I say abu al bintani, would that be right? Would that be right? Abu al-Bintani, would it be right? It would be wrong.
It would be wrong, because you need to have yeah.
Exactly. Remember, the reason I'm teaching you grammar is because understanding Quran is based on the grammar.
So, like, you might understand, like, a completely different meaning.
Yes.
If you don't know the grammar.
Exactly. I give you actually an example. Akala Muhammad.
Oh, yeah.
I said, Daraba Muhammadun Aliyan. Or Daraba Muhammadan Aliyun. How do you know which one did the beating? Then Ali is the one who hits Muhammad. But Daraba, I'm sorry, Daraba Muhammadun Aliyan, Muhammad hits Ali. But Daraba Muhammadan Aliyun, Ali hits Muhammad.
Oh.
You got it?
Yeah.
So, in the Quran, it's so much repeated. Like, for example, in Surah Al-Muzammil, you say, فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ
الرَّسُولَهُ.
So it means, Fir'aun disobeyed the Prophet. If you flip it, you say فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولَهُ. Means the Prophet disobeyed Fir'aun. You got it?
So, in the Quran, it's supposed to be the Fir'aun disobeyed the Prophet, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, that's very important, because the order doesn't have to be an order. You don't have to have subject plus object. It could be object plus subject. How do you determine that? Based on the grammar.
But if it were the Prophet disobeyed Pharaoh, it kind of wouldn't make sense, though, because then, like, he probably disobeyed for a reason and then said that, oh, you're doing it wrong, that's why I disobeyed.
Right.
You. That's why you should...
Exactly. But in this context there, it says that the Prophet should have been obeyed.
Oh, okay.
So, not the Pharaoh is the one that should have been obeyed. The Prophet is the one that should have been obeyed. So, the Pharaoh disobeyed.
Okay.
The one, which is the Prophet, and the Prophet should have been obeyed. See? See? You're smart. You got it? When you confuse object and subject, then the meaning flips 180 degrees. Completely opposite.
It's 360.
Yeah. So this is very important in understanding Quran, so that you don't make a mistake. So, now, Let's make a last example, which is al-masjid. Masjid. So, what is the plural form of the, I'm sorry, double form of the masjid? So, we want to say the entrance of
the masjid.
The two masjids.
Okay, so wait, what is the entrance in Arabic?
Madkhal.
Madkhal?
Yes. So
al-madkhal wal
madkhalu no, madkhalu
madkhalu masjidaini.
Madkhalu masjidaini, mashallah, high five. Smart.
Oh, okay.
What?
Never mind.
So we have masjid becomes what? Becomes
masjidaini.
So you say madkhalul masjidaini. So here, that is the right form because it is double male so majroor
yeah.
That's right. Here's double female. This is double female.
What's the time? Huh?
What's the time now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 9:54. We still have time. 10 minutes, actually. Okay. Is that simple enough?
Yeah.
So the rule really is easy. Now, how about blue roll?
Blue?
Mm-hmm. Blue roll. If it is a male blue roll.
Standard plural, it's
much more just. High five. Masha'Allah. Masha'Allah. Impressive. So, very, very impressive.
Can we draw this table thing?
No, you can do it. Just conceptual, consequently, like one under each other.
Okay.
I'm just limited in space, so I have to go around. So, let's say this example is going to be plural, standard, male. In the plural, standard male, It is. The noun?
It's the yeah, I think.
The single? Blas? The single? Plus, mashallah. Thank you very much. Plus, una, if it's marfua, or plus, yina, if it is mansub.
Wait, plus one.
Mansub or majrur. So we want to say the imam of the people who are praying.
Imam is imam in Arabic, right?
Yes. The imam.
Imam
of the praying.
People.
Okay. You don't translate it as praying people as Salah men or Salah people or Nas al Musallin. You don't just say Musalluin or Musallun. So here. So we have Musalli. So it becomes Musallina.
Musallina.
And then or it becomes Musalluna.
Wait, so didn't we do this last week? Technically
we did the majrur for the preposition. Now we did the majrur for adding two nouns. Musalli. Here, Musallina. Now, why did I put shadda on the ya here? Shadda means what?
Shadda means
double.
Oh, shadda means double?
Yes, because we doubled the ya. Like we have Musalli. So we want to add ya' noon, so it becomes musalliyina, and instead of saying musalliyina, we say musallina. So we say imamul musallina. إمام المصلين. إمام المصلين.
Wait, so
مصلون
is also correct?
No. مصلون if it's مجرور. So here is مجرور بالياء. مجرور بالياء. How about if we say imam of praying women? So here,
how do you say woman in Arabic?
Nisa, okay. Well, again, we will use just the musalli instead.
Okay,
and
so
this is
imam al musalli.
Liyati, yes. So, and the plural standard female. This is plural standard female. It is the noun plus ati. So we have musalliya. Then we say musalliyati. We go and say musalliyati. So we have musalliyati and or musalliyatu. So we have this or this. Musalliyati and musalliyatu. So which one is majroor bil kasra?
Masalliyati,
that's right.
And then
the dhamma, that's right. Majroor bil kasra. So basically, it is the noun plus ati. So we say imamu.
Imam al musalliyati.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah, you're so impressive. Imam.
Do I get a start?
Yes, you deserve it. Al musalliyati. Musalliyatu is from marfu'.
Or, yeah, marfu'.
Al-musalliyati. So, plural standard female is that. Now, irregular plural. Irregular male or female, irregular plural male or female, is...
Wait, so irregular means...
non-standard.
Okay.
So...
I'll just write that.
So it is... majroor bil kasra. So you say Laban al Baqarat ti or Laban al Baqar.
Rijali Baqari.
Yes. So
Rijali al Baqari. Rijali is for male and male.
That's right. Labanu al milk.
Oh.
The milk of the cows.
Laban al Baqarat.
Yes. The milk of the cows, you can make it standard. If you want to make it plural standard female. Okay, you say Labanul Baqarati. If you want to make it irregular, if you want to make it plural irregular, or a regular plural. You said labanu al-baqari. Labanu al-baqari. You got it? So the standard is Baqarati. Irregular. Yes, irregular. This one is better to say standard plural female. Standard plural female. Standard plural. Here, irregular. Plural.
Female.
Female. Both of them majroor bil kasr. So, both of them majroor bil kasr. You see? All right. Now, you guys are dismissed.
Oh, we are?
Yes. And as usual, you go print the homework from online. If you also want to listen to the explanation, it will be recorded and available online.
Wait, so the homework, can we just like copy it onto a piece of paper and then print it out?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Kind of low somewhere.
My black is really low.
Well, it's just an estimate.
Until
that gets the way from the question,
right? Extra long,
you can just copy it, you know.